This is a Fox News alert. I'm Joe Chiaro. The man accused in the July 4th parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, has been officially charged.
Today, the Lake County State's Attorney's Office has charged Robert Cremo III with 7 counts of first-degree murder for the killing spree that he has unleashed against our community. These are just the first of many charges that will be filed against Mr. Cremo.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart. This is police try to fill in more details about Cremo's background.
Police say two incidents where the suspect, Robert Cremo III, sought to hurt himself or others are informing their investigation. Following a suicide attempt in April 2019, Lake County Major Crimes Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli said, there was a threat 5 months later.
A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
Police did not arrest him because no complaints were signed against him.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A Mississippi judge has rejected a request by the state's only abortion clinic to temporarily block a state law that would ban most abortions. Mississippi Center for Justice attorney Robert McDuff.
We simply ask that the court enforce that precedent, issue an order to preserve the status quo so that for the moment, while we litigate this case, we remain in the same legal posture that Mississippi has been in, more or less, for nearly all of its existence.
In Florida, the state's new 15-week abortion ban was blocked, but then quickly reinstated today. And a federal judge has thrown out a host of actions by the Trump administration to roll back protections for endangered or threatened species. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Intel warns that it might not have the money to expand in Ohio if the CHIPS Act is not passed. The legislation is aimed at encouraging semiconductor chip production in the U.S.
Frustration over the $52 billion CHIPS Act is hitting a boiling point with that legislation stalled in Congress, with major players in the semiconductor industry warning of more delays and potentially waning consumer demand. Chip shortages now much worse. GM currently has 95,000 vehicles without chips, and with EVs using more chips than a regular gas-powered car, that sector is hurting even more. Intel and a number of Taiwanese companies announcing U.S. plans to bolster the domestic supply chain. However, they're now warning these investments are contingent upon passing the CHIPS Act.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. Doctors find a familiar brain injury in a former NFL player who died last year.
6 months after he retired from the NFL, last December, four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Demaryius Thomas died at age 34. Cause of death still remains uncertain. Tuesday, Boston University announced Demaryius Thomas, who played 10 years in the NFL, suffered from CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Thomas's mother told ABC News his mood would change and he would also isolate himself at times. He was like, "Mom, I don't know what's going on with my body. I got to get myself together. I don't feel like myself anymore." According to family members, the longtime Denver Broncos receiver began to show erratic behaviors in 2020 and memory loss, as well as paranoia, behaviors associated with a degenerative brain disease, which has been found post-mortem in more than 100 former NFL players. Jared Max, Fox News.
An Atlanta police officer helped deliver a baby that arrived faster than expected while he was trying to escort the couple to a hospital.
Something that I learned at the academies is always expect the unexpected, and that stayed with me.
Lieutenant Renato Colorado, Anaya says the baby was delivered at a gas station. I'm Joe Chico, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.